providing you with the tools, knowledge, skills, and power to advance your career, grow your business, and build a better future for your community. We are the Tourism Academy.
Welcome to this week's episode of Business Class from the Tourism Academy. Steve Ekstrom sits down to interview Sophia Leslie, the creator of Sophia's World Music playlist subscription boxes. Sophia is also a musician, ethnomusicologist, playlist curator, and of course, a traveler. Get ready for a great discussion. Here's your host, Steve Ekstrom.
Hi there, everyone. My name is Steve Ekstrom, and welcome to Business Class, a podcast from the Tourism Academy. Special thanks to our sponsors at GTO Network for making this possible, and our producer, Stephen Gross. I am your host, hanging out here in the Business Class Lounge, also known as my work from home office. I hope you appreciate the background and the wallpaper. Sit down, get comfortable, and enjoy. We've got a wonderful podcast today with our friend, Sophia Leslie. Sophia is the creator and owner of Sophia's World Music Tour playlist subscription box. I can see that you have a couple of them sitting over your shoulder. So we're going to be talking about how Sophia got started in this business and how her program actually overlaps with what a lot of us are trying to do in the tourism and travel industry. So Sophia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you were very generous in sending a box over to me in advance of today's discussion. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
And you just asked me before we started recording if I got a chance to open it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I did open it, but I did not go through it.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that I didn't was because it was packaged so beautifully. I wanted to be able to show it off. And I hope you don't mind.
That is perfectly fine.
Okay. So let's first take a look at the box. That's pretty. Did you, how did you come up with the graphic on this? Because I see you've got the play, you've got the anchor, the plane, the world. What really inspired you to do this?
So in terms of the design of the box, specifically, we got to go all the way back to how this started. And pretty much last year when COVID had hit, as a musician myself, all of the gigs got canceled in the matter of like hours. So imagine like 30 gigs getting canceled all at once.
Oh gosh, and more
at other opportunities. It's just terrible. And yeah, that's a whole story. But what had happened was the whole thing just hit so fast, so hard that, you know, for me as a musician, the whole experience of performing live and being virtual, I wasn't able, for me, because I just got so depressed with just the whole quickness of it, you know?
Yeah.
That I couldn't bring myself to perform virtually. And so all of my fans, because what I would do in my live shows is I'd say, hey, everyone, are you ready to get your passport stamps? We're going to travel through music. And I would literally take them on a journey through music, through different genres, through different languages, and literally take them on a world tour during my sets. So all of my fans started messaging me like, we miss you. We miss traveling through music with you. We miss like the whole thing. And that made, unfortunately, that made the depression even worse, because I'm like, wow, like I'm really not doing it at all. Like, all my friends who are musicians are trying to like do the virtual thing. And I'm like, I couldn't do it. I love live performance too much. But I was like, you know what? What can I do for my fans where I don't have to subjugate myself to virtual reality, but also still give back to them in a way that I think they would appreciate? So what I did was started playlist curation. And I created Spotify playlists. I told my fans, I said, okay, choose.
This would be one of them, right?
Yes. Choose all of the countries you would like to know and learn about musically. And every week or week and a half, I will create a playlist for that country. And so that's kind of where the logo came from, because what I would do is I'd create like a little passport stamp for each country.
Okay.
So fast forward again to like November, I'm like, okay, COVID, there was no vaccine. It looked like COVID was going to continue into the oblivion and the world was never going to come back. So I was like, okay, how can I continue this, but even make it even more special for my, like, you know, everybody who was involved? And I said, you know what? I like subscription boxes. I looked up to see if anybody had the same idea that I had. And I was like, okay, maybe I could turn this idea into a subscription box. And what more is for me to help people that I know, as well as musicians who are from other countries and from other states, but primarily from other countries right now, because travel to other countries is harder mm-hmm. than other states. And see if I could help them financially through this box, feature them in the box, as well as feature the country that they're from, and create this whole experience, this musical travel and home experience, and put it all in one. And that's where the box came from.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because one of the things that I've learned in the travel industry is that, you know, music is one of the top five things people travel for.
Yeah.
You know, they want to experience different food, different culture, different people, different landscapes, and of course, music. And that's a big part of what each community has to offer. And what I see here in your playlist that you put together is that this little booklet is not just a playlist like I would think of it on Spotify or on iTunes. You actually have information about the country. There are some words in here that we can try. You have some great QR codes so you can take a virtual tour. Basically, you know, I mean, if I were going to be a tour guide mm-hmm. going to Haiti, I would want to have this with me.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of fun little facts in here. You know, where did that come from? Did that come from your own travels? Is this something that you've experienced so far?
So another fun fact is that, well, besides I love to travel, but another fun fact is what especially hurt about the pandemic was the day the world shut down, I was supposed to be in Puerto Rico for Afro Nation because, again, I travel for music. Oh. And I was also supposed to shoot my first music video in Puerto Rico, in El Yunque, in all of these places in Puerto Rico, and the world shut down, canceled trip. Just the whole depressing thing was real. But I love to travel. I'm almost at the seven continents. I just have to get Europe and Africa. Those are the only two, technically, you know. For me, like, I love to travel. I love to experience new cultures. I love live performances. I like street performers, like when you go on the street mm-hmm. and you're like seeing someone play an instrument you've never seen before, and you're just sitting there in awe, like, what is this, you know? So when I travel, I'm one of those like extreme travelers. Like, I like to know everything. I like to know the etiquette. I like to know what language to speak, like all those different types of things. So I was like, okay, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. Like, what would you like if you're a traveler? So that booklet right there that you have in your hand mm-hmm. is literally everything that I would look up before I would travel to the country. And on top of that, it's like, yeah. On top of it, I was like, what is the history behind the country? What are some fun facts that I would never know about this country? And so that's the type of like traveler I am. I'm like so invested in like who, what, where, how, what is the makings of this country and what makes it special? So that is, well, that's what you get in the booklet.
That's really exciting. And I mean, I love that about this. And I think it's really fascinating and really fun. Now I notice, if you don't mind, I'm just going to go through the box.
Go for it.
On the line.
Fun okay. box. Great.
So we've got our playlist, our code for the playlist. We can go ahead online and we can download or access the music that you curated for us. I noticed that there was a live program.
Yes.
As well, that I was lucky enough to be able to join. I think you may have seen me in the room there. Tell me a little bit about the live program while I hold up this beautiful keychain and yes. compass.
Yeah.
And it comes with all these little things, like there's a little cutout of Haiti and there's a baggage tag.
Yes.
As if I didn't have enough bags under my eyes. Now I have baggage tags.
So. There you go. But yeah.
So tell me about the live music and how that comes into play here?
So like I said, I am a live musician. I perform live. I'm live all the way. I do live sound. Like, that is my vibe. Yes.
Chocolate.
Chocolate's always a biggie. But pretty much what I was trying to do was, I have three tiers of the box. So you have the general admission, where it's just for the people who want to just love music and they want to see and investigate all of the music that comes with the country. And they just want to get a surprise artist in a box. So that is the featured musician. And then that they get like a, they get a note from, yeah, it's packed.
It is packed full. There's even this cute little wax stamp. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off, but I'm excited by this. And I'm not usually a person that's excited by toys and prizes and games and stuff, but I'm digging. Okay, carry on. So the live music component came from, in part, your own live music experience. And then you partnered with an artist who was Haitian for this particular box, which is Haiti. You find artists in each of the communities, in each of the countries that you highlight?
Yes. So the goal is that every time, the main goal is to get an artist from the country or represent the country. And then the box is featuring the artist's country and their music, as well as the music of the country. And so with the live experience as well, I wanted to give it, which only comes with the suitcase box, which is the most expensive box, which is the one you have right there. What I wanted,
I mean, seriously, seriously.
Yeah.
This is probably more sturdy than the luggage I have, but.
Travel music.
I mean, honestly, this is adorable. Okay. So finding artists from each of the communities.
Yes, pretty much. And what I wanted to do was like give a VIP experience that even in a real life VIP experience, you would not receive. So like an artist talking to you about their music, an artist going in depth to why they created their music, how they came together, talking about their home, all of those things. You don't normally get that in a regular VIP experience. So we're trying to even make it more special that not only are they talking to you about their music, they're performing about their music, they're talking about their home, whether it's Haiti, Kenya, Venezuela, whatever country they're from. And then on top of that, they're teaching you, because there's a live performance, there's a live interview, and then there's a cultural experience taught by the artist. So that is my favorite part of the whole experience, because to hear an artist talk about something that's cultural from their home, like, for instance, our Haitian artist, Rebecca Zama, she taught us all of, like she said, crick-crack, which is kind of like, you know, the little riddles and Haitian riddles, which is kind of fun to see the crowd engage with her in that. And then she sang these beautiful folkloric Haitian songs, and it was just amazing. So she definitely had my favorite cultural experience so far, but you don't get those type of experiences in general with artists in the regular scene. So I wanted to add,
it felt like we were at a small or intimate show.
Yes.
And then we had a chance to chat with her, you know, from her own living room.
Yes.
And learning what she was passionate about. Now, you told me how you got started in this, you know, where do you see this going? Where do you see, oh, there's a watch in here. Oh, it's a beautiful watch. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's one of the tech travel items you put in the boxes, because there's like self-care, there's the travel items, there's a tech item, and then you have like, if you have the suitcase box, you have 6 to 8 items. That is a Haitian chocolate bomb. So it's
a
like you put it in.
Bomb.
So it's like hot chocolate. You pretty much make a pot of hot water and you throw that in there. You put some cloves in there, some cinnamon, and it's delicious. It's to die for. It's like the best hot chocolate you will ever taste.
And I guess that's going to go well with the coconut brittle.
Yes, it tastes really good. The coconut brittle is delicious.
So I have an assistant here in my office today.
Yes.
Who I will invite to join me for just a moment.
Hello.
Want to come over? This is my niece.
Oh, hello.
She's with me for summer camp. So we have a chocolate bomb and some coconut brittle. Do you like that? Heck yeah. All right. Wave. So when it comes to traveling and to learning about these places, what countries have you been able to highlight so far?
So our first country was Kenya, which was awesome because that's a country that I wanted to go to last year, but it didn't work out. And the second country was Madagascar, and the same thing happened. I was supposed to go actually with the artist, but then Corona. And our third country was China. Our fourth country with you is just Haiti. And our next country is Jamaica.
Yeah. Ooh, Jamaica.
Jamaica. Which is definitely
now,
going
this is to actually, talk. These were made by the artist.
Yes.
And there's a little bit in the passport book about this, and that's a specific condiment.
Yes. So a piece is, in Trinidad, where my mom is from, we call it green seasoning. But a piece you could find, like there's different versions of a piece in the majority of the Caribbean islands. But each of them have a different flavor per se. Like there's something that's different about each of them. But a piece was like, when I asked all of my Haitian friends, especially the artist, he was like, you have to have this in the box. Like this is Haiti. And they were like, there's no ifs, ands, and buts. We need to have a piece in the box because they put it on everything. So yes, it was a travel. I went to Boston to go fetch it from her before we put it in the box. So she was so happy to make it for everybody.
I am looking forward to trying this.
It tastes
What should I try it on, you said?
Salmon. It tastes delicious.
Ooh.
Yes. I was very
I might do that with some coconut rice later.
Oh yes. Yes.
Ooh, you get me thinking. So yes. Food is another one of the main things that people travel for. And I see in here that there's, you know, you've got chocolates, you've got this condiment. This is not food, this is a moisturizer.
Yes.
And in case you couldn't tell, I hit my head on a cabinet this morning. No. This moisturizer isn't going to help me, but oh my gosh, it smells amazing.
And that same company makes great coffee, but I didn't want to add too much food in the box, but they make good coffee.
Yeah, and it says it's made with organic coffee.
Yes.
Shea butter, sugar, and essential oils. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a little bit of everything in here. Now, I can pull up one of the plantain masher.
Yes.
My niece actually asked about plantains this weekend. We were in the grocery store. She says, those are big green bananas. I'm like, actually? Plantains. And now we have a masher so we can make some.
Yes, yeah, so you can make those stone.
Exactly. We have mortar and pestle in here.
Yeah, that's how they
and
make
I'm
it.
Holding this. Oh, there's even stuff underneath. There's stuff stuffed inside the hat, which I probably should have put on before because I cover up the red spot in my forehead.
There you go.
Okay. So
it looks good on you.
I like it. I'm digging this. So we've got the coffee mug here. Mm-hmm. And I'm running out of space on my desk. We've got some postcards. I love postcards. Postcards are one of those things. What's something you always travel with? Something you always put in your bag and you always take with you whenever you're traveling? Aside from music.
Can I pull it up? I have it like right there.
Sure.
Okay, quickly.
Tell me.
So I think it's because I'm a woman, but honestly, I can't leave the house without my safety stuff. So,
okay, I got gotcha.
I have the door stopper alarm, and I have a door, like you put it in the hotel door, and it just locks as a reinforcement. And I take this with me every time I travel, and you literally cannot get in. So, but I think if as a solo woman traveler, it's always better to be safe than sorry. Unfortunately, in the world, but that's something that I always take. Now, if we're talking about all, it's something that I always get. I always get an instrument from whatever country I'm from, like I'm going to, and I have a lot of them.
A lot. I get an insta.
An instrument.
Oh, an instrument.
Yes, that is my travel gear that I get.
Is there one that you might want to demonstrate for us? I didn't even ask you to do this, so you're not prepared.
Oh my God, I'm so ready. I'm so excited because, like, you don't even understand. Like, people don't understand. Like, So back in, like, 2014, I think, I got the chance to study abroad in Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. And this guy,
he had
to go on the plane. But it's a
didgeridoo, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this is my favorite instrument that I've gotten. But I just love, it's like a legit didgeridoo. I can't play it yet. I still have not learned. Circular breathe. That is a skill that I really would love to learn. But eventually, I will get there.
Okay.
But I just loved it so much. And the person who sold it to me actually created it. So it was even more special to hear about how it was made, the process, all of that. So as much as it was hell to come back to America with, because they would like investigate the inside of it and all of that, this is my favorite instrument I have ever gotten from a country.
Now, the artist that you had joining us from Haiti the other day.
Yes.
One of the songs that she sang, which of the songs that she sang was your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Oh, what is the name of, it's the one
about on the spot.
The cassava, I just posted
L'amour, about, c'est l'amour?
No, of her songs, L'amour, c'est l'amour is my favorite. But I think
I actually have a clip right here, if you don't mind, awesome. I can play it for everybody. All right, let me see if I can share my screen.
Yes, L'amour, c'est l'amour is my favorite, but I definitely love how, I told her she needs a Haitian folklore album, because she sings so beautifully.
Can you hear this or no?
No, not yet.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, so we'll come back, we'll pretend we listen to it. So, okay. That was actually a really good song, and I'm glad I got to hear her sing it, not only live, but also in the recording that's on iTunes. So please send my regards.
Yes, I will.
When you talk to her next. And I see also here in the passport, we get to meet some people. We get to meet some of the people that were involved in making the products that are inside here. Is that how it is?
Yes. So sometimes, unfortunately, with... because two of the items, the Morden Pestle and the Plantain Smasher, we actually end basically because this box, we supported really local Haitian businesses. So a lot of at the Flatbus Canton Marketplace in Flatbus, Brooklyn, they were just all building. And like we negotiated prices, but when we asked for social media and stuff, they didn't have anything. So we just said, you know what, we'll mention that we got it from Flatbush Canton Market so that they know where to find you. And they said, that's okay. So they didn't give us any like identification or any type of place.
Sure,
to
that's okay.
But the Caribou, I featured them, this box, the Escaña chocolate, they were featured in the box as well. And the maker of the bag in the box was featured in this book, in the booklet.
Well, I think one of the best things about traveling is getting to meet other people.
Yeah.
And what you've done here is you've given us a sampling of the flavor, the culture, the people, the music, and the geography, the history. I mean, you kind of rolled it all into one pretty neat product.
Thank you.
If people want to subscribe, where would you suggest they go?
So there are two locations that you could get this box. There is the Crate Joy Marketplace. So if you go to cratejoy.com and you type up Sophia's World Music Tour, you can find me there. And then you could also find me on my personal artist page, sophialeslie.com. And if you look right in the tab, it says Sophia's World Music Playlist, and you just click there and you can subscribe there.
Fantastic. You know, it's our objective here at the Tourism Academy to provide people with the knowledge and skills they need to advance their careers, to grow their businesses, and to create more sustainable travel experiences so more people can travel and they can get to know that the world is a much smaller place than it seems when we are stuck at home. So for your contribution, I really do appreciate you. Do you have any questions for me?
I have a question for you. If you were to receive this box, what country or countries or even cities, it's a big question, would you, all right, you can give me a top 3 to 5, whichever one you want to get, would you like to see?
So my top, I just put the box down on my keyboard. So the top 3 countries I'm looking to visit next, Colombia, Peru, and I'm going to give you 5. Colombia, Peru, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Malaysia.
Ooh.
And Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good mix. You've got some Latin influence, some European influence.
Yeah.
Definitely some like old school, thousands of years old culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love, well, on the plus side, I can tell you one of the countries you named is coming up, not this year, but next year. So that's to be exciting. But definitely, as someone who's been to Australia, I love Cairns, I believe that's how you pronounce it, where the Great Barrier Reef is. Mm-hmm. That's where I got the didgeridoo. Sydney was great, but I'm a city girl. So Sydney was like, for me, it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But it was like, I'm in a city. So, okay, nice. But Cairns, if there's so much culture, if you love water, I'm going to say water, but like, if you love the ocean and all of that, you know, ocean life, I mean, Great Barrier Reef is just say like, yes. You know, it's one of the natural wonders of the world, but like, it is phenomenal. And then just the Aboriginal culture is just so beautiful. So Australia is like my top 5 country.
I'm not going to take a guess that Australia is in that list for next year, but it sounds to me like you're pretty passionate about it.
I love Australia so much. I'm actually a fan of New Zealand. Like if you ask my mom, I swore to her I was moving to New Zealand after I came back. I think it's like the best country in the world. The food is great. The people are beautiful people. And the Maori culture is, if you want to talk about music, the Maori is just so, such a beautiful musical and art culture that I love the Maori. I love New Zealand. I could talk about New Zealand for days. That is my favorite too.
There was a really interesting, piece of science that came out over the last week or so, and it identified the Australian Aborigines as one of the oldest cultures in the world.
Yes.
And I believe it. I mean, there's so much art and culture and history there. It's remarkable, and it's definitely worth experiencing. I'm going to ask you to hold for just a second because we're going to have a word from our sponsor.
Awesome. Quick break to tell you about Group Travel Odyssey. Tour operators, do you ever lack quality service and support from your IT provider? Are you tired of entering the same system information over and over? Well, now is your chance to be part of the GTO community. Group Travel Odyssey is software and service that helps you effortlessly manage your group travel marketing, sales, operations, suppliers, and accounting. Visit grouptraveloddyssey.com to request a demo so you can personally experience our flexible software and service. Group Travel Odyssey, business without boundaries. Now back to Business Class with Steve Ekstrom.
Great. And then for those of you who want to learn more, I encourage you to visit us at businessclass.tourismacademy.org or visit Sophia at sophialeslie.com so you can learn more about her, her music, and of course, these amazing subscription boxes.
Thank you.
Sophia, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you. And I'm going to close with one more question.
Ooh.
So I'm going to ask you to pick a number, 1 to 10.
Oh, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Are you superstitious about anything?
Huh. Am I superstitious about anything? This is what I will say. I don't think I'm superstitious per se, but I'm one of those people who believe what is for you is for you, and what's not for you is not going to happen. So I don't know if that's superstitious. I think that's just a belief, but I believe if something happens, it's supposed to happen. So I don't think that's a superstition. I don't know. I just think that's what it is.
Take a course, train your people, teach what you love, promote your products. Donate today at tourismacademy.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.